Usually when we talk about getting a new car, there's this expectation of a smooth ride. But imagine you merge onto the highway, you feel this massive jolt, and your first thought is literally, I just got rear-ended.
Right. Like, you brace for impact, you check the rearview mirror, and there's just nobody behind you.
Yeah, exactly. Because that violent collision you just felt, it was actually your own transmission shifting gears.
It's wild. I mean, it's a terrifying feeling on the road.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We've got a massive stack of GM's legal and engineering records to go through, and we're looking into how a company sustains massive profitability despite, well, systemic defects like that.
Yeah, and just a quick note for you listening at home. These sources detail heavy federal lobbying across multiple administrations.
Right, and we aren't taking political sides here. We're just impartially following the paper trail to see how this whole machine operates.
So that paper trail really starts with the hardware. We're looking at glaring mechanical flaws like those 2015 to 2019 hydromatic transmissions causing that violent shudder we just talked about.
Yeah. Oh, and the V8 engine lifter collapses too.
Yes, exactly. The lifter collapses are huge.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second because a lifter collapse just sounds catastrophic.
It is. I mean, a lifter is essentially this little valve component that regulates air and fuel intake.
So when it collapses, the engine literally chokes on itself.
Right. It causes a massive misfire. But here is where it gets really interesting. These physical defects actually trigger dangerous software failures.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, if one of those lifters collapses at highway speeds, that mechanical misfire instantly forces the vehicle's Stabilitrake stability control system completely offline.
Wait, hold on. So an engine misfire isn't just about losing power. It actually blinds the car's computer system.
Exactly. The traction software relies on incredibly precise engine torque data to know exactly how to distribute power to the wheels.
Oh, I see. So when the engine misfires, that data just gets corrupted.
Yeah, and the computer basically panics.
Yeah.
It shuts down the safety system out of self-preservation right when you might need it for an emergency maneuver in the rain or something.
That is, wow. It's like pulling the graphics card out of your computer while you're playing a really high-end game. The software doesn't just glitch out, it completely crashes because the physical hardware it needs is just gone.
That is a completely accurate way to look at it. It's terrifying.
But I mean, a cascading hardware and software failure like that, it ruins reputations. If the vehicles are this flawed, how does the corporation avoid total financial collapse?
For that, you really have to look at their legal and regulatory architecture. It starts with their 2009 bankruptcy, where they basically split the company.
Right, the whole old GM versus new GM thing.
Exactly. Old GM absorbed the defunct plants and toxic liabilities, while new GM basically walked away with the profitable brands and a massive legal shield.
And that shield was heavily tested by the infamous ignition switch cover-up, wasn't it?
It was. Engineers actually hit a defect that would randomly shut off engines and disable airbags.
Which caused, what, like 124 deaths?
Yes. And they did it by secretly changing a part number. They redesigned the flawed switch, but kept the exact same part number for the new one.
So mechanics and federal investigators couldn't easily tell the deadly older switches from the safe ones. They essentially erased the paper trail.
Exactly. And that cover-up led to a $900 million penalty, but resulted in zero criminal prosecutions.
Wait, zero? How is that even possible?
Well, the federal threshold to prove specific intent to defraud is just incredibly high. So that bankruptcy shield became their primary defense against billions in civil claims.
Wait, but if executives knew about the defect during the bankruptcy, how is that a clean slate?
Ultimately, it wasn't. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals eventually voided that shield for those specific claims, ruling that victims were denied procedural due process.
Because GM knew about the defect and hid it during the restructuring.
Right. But even without that specific shield, the regulatory strategy continues today. Records show record-breaking federal lobbying, like spending $20 million in 2025 alone.
Wow, $20 million. And they're targeting EPA emissions rules and EV credits, right?
Yeah, all to insulate the massive profits of their gas-powered V8 trucks. But legal shields and lobbying only protect the bank accounts. Yeah. They don't keep the factories running.
Yeah, for that you need people actually willing to buy these vehicles. Who keeps buying a truck that feels like it's rear-ending itself?
Well, according to S&P Global data, nationwide metrics do show buyers defecting. But if you look at the American Midwest, a massive 82.4% of GM truck owners remain fiercely loyal.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Why does a buyer just ignore a violent transmission shutter?
Because for many, A Chevy badge on the grill is just a core piece of their family identity. It's their driveway heritage.
Driveway heritage. And dealerships actually lean into this, don't they? They literally train consumers to accept harsh transmission shifts as normal operating characteristics.
Precisely. This tribal loyalty forms the ultimate buffer. It absorbs the real-world costs of systemic failures, so the corporate machine just keeps turning.
It really shows that you aren't just buying a truck. You're funding a massive legal, emotional, and political ecosystem.
You are. And that ecosystem is about to be severely tested very soon.
Right. Because with GM federally mandated to entirely phase out Chinese parts by 2027, it begs a massive question for you to mull over.
Yeah, will this impending supply chain shock finally break their tribal loyalty loop?
Or will buyers just be conditioned to accept a whole new era of normal defects? The next time you feel a shudder on the highway, you might just be feeling the weight of that entire system shifting gears.